Hey, it's Brock, and it's no secret that I love clothes. And every time I get new clothes and they don't fit just right, I take them to the only place that knows how to give me that perfect fit. Lethal Lure Alterations in Rogers. From jeans to dress pants and wedding dresses to suit jackets, they can handle any alteration you need. They provide the best customer service, and the job's not done until it's done to your perfection. So if the clothes you're wearing aren't fitting your body just right, then take them to Lethal Lure Alterations in Rogers, just off Highway 49 on New Hope. Lethal Lure Alterations, where you can always get the perfect fit. Are you looking for someone to handle your residential or commercial upholstery project? Look no further. Joe Ellis Upholstery and Ellis Fabrics has got you covered. Located on West McNally Road in Bentonville, they are a one-stop shop for custom upholstery and upholstery home decor fabric. If you're looking for fabric, Ellis Fabrics carries a large variety of in-stock and special order fabrics and provides design help and one-on-one customer service. Stop by Joe Ellis Upholstery and Ellis Fabrics today in Bentonville or online at joeellisupholstery.com and on Facebook.
Good morning!
Good morning!
Good morning, everyone!
Good morning!
Wake up!
Good morning!
Morning! Morning!
Good morning!
Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up, shaking yesterday's blues, yeah!
Baby, it's a brand new day. Ain't no clouds hanging over me. Something doesn't feel the same.
Good day. That was a backspin, Marcy.
I like that.
Yeah. I like that. You know what? You know what that's from?
What?
I like that. Can I have some time with him? I like that.
What is that?
The Bachelor.
I don't.
You don't watch The Bachelor, do you?
Do you?
I don't want to talk about it, Marcy. Welcome, everybody, to another edition of The Amazing Podcast. Yes, it's been a week, and a lot of people listened to the last one. Surprising,
right.
A lot of people. So thank you all for the support. Continue to tell your friends. Brock and Marcy aren't gone. They're just on a new channel, I guess you could say, or a new
platform.
There we go. Those are the words. If I sound funny to you, it's because I have fat face. What is fat face, Marcy?
Did they tell you it was going to last this long? Because dang.
Well, yeah. So I actually asked Kim this the other day because she had the same surgery about 10 years ago.
And I
said, hey, how long did it take for your face not to be swollen? She said, it took about a week. I'm like, oh, wow. I don't remember that. So I had gum surgery, receding gum line, which apparently is a common thing. And what they did is they grafted new gums on top of my gums. So I am all fat face. It looks like I gained all that weight back that I lost in my face.
I don't really know that I would notice it right off the bat, though. Like, I mean, yeah, because we're
on
video.
I can't really smile.
We're on video. Oh, you can't smile?
There's my smile.
Yeah.
It's just
like
weird.
Just like if I just glanced at you, I would have not thought about it. But yeah, I mean, you definitely are fuller. Like in your like lower cheeks and that. So, but are you in pain?
No. I mean, I'm taking some oxy, so crushing it up, snorting it through my mouth.
There you go.
I take a couple of those a day, but it's not really painful. It's more just uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So
is it hard to talk?
It's not easy, but the more I talk, the more it loosens up.
Okay,
but there's stitches in my mouth and
Oh dang,
they take those out after 2 weeks after the surgery, so in a week and a half.
Wow, this is way more involved than I thought.
Oh yeah, they put me under and everything. So when they're putting me under, the doctor was like, so you'll start to feel a little drunk. And I said, well, what if I came here drunk already? And he's like, well, you'll start to feel more drunk. And then I go, yep, there it is. And then that's it. Last thing I remember.
That's funny. I had, you know, the laughing gas that they use sometimes to help numb you. I had that one time a long time ago and I couldn't take it. Like it
what
felt
do you mean?
Like I felt too drunk and I had to get off of it. It was, and it wasn't even that long, but I was like, I feel like I've just had three glasses of wine and
I've never had laughing gas.
You should try it. For some reason I couldn't tolerate it.
Yeah. So to kick this off, a week ago, last Friday, I was sitting at this very desk
and I heard the trash guys, and I'm like,
okay,
oh crap, I have not put out my trash, and it was full. Like, I missed the week before for the same thing.
Yeah.
So I jump out, run down the stairs, run out, put the trash out, make it, you know, tweaked my lower back. How do you know you're getting older? You do something that you normally could do no problem, and you tweak your lower back, which makes me think all these superhero people that are normal people that do these stunts and movies and stuff fall off buildings and then continue fighting. No, that's not happening. That ain't happening. Yeah. I tweak my lower back and I'm like, I'm done. I'm out. Nope.
So. It takes nothing to hurt yourself when you get older. You literally can just be walking and that's all.
So week I've been like, my back. I'm like old guy with fat face.
Will's got some back problems too right now.
Me and Will.
And yeah.
We're like this.
I know.
So before I had this surgery, it was on Tuesday. I recorded two Sam's Furniture commercials.
Nice. When will they start airing?
Pretty soon. I think they're just airing in Oklahoma, though. So they have a new clearance center outlet store that they have opened in Siloam, which Joe's plan is to open up several of those, like in Missouri, more in Arkansas, all around the area, those smaller clearance stores that are like their outlet store.
Yeah.
Just a little bit smaller, have a different price point, but in different locations to hit a different market. Yeah.
Did you go there to that new outlet center?
I did. Yeah.
Okay. What'd you think?
It was gorgeous. Yeah. Is it
like the one here?
Yeah. It's just he bought a building that used to be another furniture store and then renovated it. And it looks incredible. It looks great. Yeah.
Dang, they have been busy.
Yeah, they have.
Yeah.
And they got more coming up. Yeah, he said in the next year or so, they'll try to open some more, maybe in Joplin. And of course, I'm the outlet guy now. So that means I'm going regional, baby.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going regional.
Love it.
I just want my face on a billboard. That's what I want now.
Your goal needs to be to get your face in every state somehow.
In the United States?
Yeah, well, okay, maybe in the region. Start with the region.
Yeah, I don't know about the United States. That'd be tough.
Hey. Come on, dream big.
Well, I was on American Idol, so I guess that already happened.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So Ashton just walked in.
Ashton!
She's going to sit down. Pew, 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 pew. Oh, I got that for you. Here we go.
Yeah.
Pull that mic up to your mouth, Ashton, and tell her how my face surgery went.
I think it went good.
Yeah?
I don't think she's on.
She's on.
Can you hear me?
I don't hear her.
Well, that's probably a good thing.
I mean, I hear her faintly.
Well, she's on. So turn up your headphone. Go ahead, Ashton.
I think it went good. When I picked him up, he was pretty out of it. He needed help walking to the car. And so I thought, oh, this is going to be fun. But he didn't say anything funny or do anything too crazy. But
you were filming, though, right? The whole time.
She wasn't.
I was ready to. You don't know. You were passed out.
You weren't filming. You had already showed me.
He was passed out. Mouth hanging open. We get home, though. And I'm like, I told him, I said, wait for me to get out of the car. I'll come around and help you. He opens the door and sprints inside the house.
What? Why did you sprint?
I don't remember.
He just takes off running. Freaked me out.
That's fantastic.
I was so worried he was going to trip because you have to go up different sets of stairs to get to the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
Thankfully, he was all right.
He made it. Okay, good.
I did make
it. Too funny.
So we started watching and finished. Let's get back to The Bachelor. We were talking about The Bachelor. She goes, I like that. And I go, that's from The Bachelor. She goes, you watch The Bachelor? No comment. So Ashton watches The Bachelor.
Oh. That, you stand in the background where she can't see that you're watching.
I watched with her. And I just make funny commentary. Like really funny commentary.
Yeah, it's pretty funny watching with him.
And all the girls and even the guy are like, oh, I like that. So I'm a doctor. Oh, I like that. So I really like to travel. Oh, I like that. You don't watch? You know, I've never watched it?
Oh, I've watched it. Yeah, but it's been 10 years, maybe, something like that.
Okay, you're moving your stuff all over the place over there. You're making me sick.
Trying to stabilize my camera. Okay, let's talk about shows because I am so like proud of myself for watching some shows.
What did you watch? Well, okay. You don't have a job right now, so it's easy.
Exactly.
And when you're depressed, you just eat and watch shows. Yeah.
That's right. I am 500 pounds now. I watched Bridgerton.
Oh, so that was the next show we were going to get into.
We okay. finished it last night.
You did finish it.
We yeah. did, yeah.
Okay.
So were you hot and horny the whole time you watched that show?
Well, I was not prepared for some of those scenes.
Oh, my gosh.
And I had to fast forward a little bit.
Why?
Because I'm like, okay, I got it. I don't need to see every detail.
We slow-mo'd it.
Yeah, we paused it, then we rewinded it and played it again.
Oh, that's a good position. What I didn't like was the fact that she was so clueless about anything sexually. She had no idea how babies were made. She didn't know about anything sexually.
Well, I don't want to ruin it for anybody, but I will say I did not agree with what she was saying to him after they got married. And then she's like, you lied to me, when really she forced him.
Right.
did not love that. But I feel smarter for watching a show that didn't start with The Real Housewives of. So, that's probably going to go on my resume. And I did watch the whole thing with the subtitles on just because I didn't want to miss some.
Okay.
So it
was basically, I would break it down. It was like an old version of Gossip Girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's a lot of shows. It felt like a Real Housewives from the 1800s. It was good. Did you expect Lady Whistledown?
No.
No, we
I didn't expect
surprised.
That at all.
But yeah, that was a good one.
Then again, I wasn't as invested in the show as Ashton was.
Yeah.
I was just there. And when there was a sex scene, I was like, wake me up.
There are rumors about the guy, Simon, being the next Bond.
Oh, James Bond, huh?
Yeah, he's a hottie.
I could see that.
I could see that, too. And I also read that because this show is based on a novel, if it follows the novel, the next season will be about Anthony, not what's her name? Daphne, not about Daphne.
Who's Anthony?
Anthony's the older brother that was always way too protective.
Oh yeah, that was dating the opera singer.
The opera singer, yes.
That was sad that he broke up with her.
Mm-hmm. So, anyways, what else have you guys been watching?
What have we been watching? Those were the main things.
The Bachelor and Bridgerton.
And The Bachelor. And of course, The Office.
I just started Emily in Paris, and that's a cute one.
No,
if
thanks.
You, Ashton, if you are a Sex and the City fan, then you would like it. I think it's from the same creator or producer or something, but the whole thing is very reminiscent of Carrie's time in Paris.
Okay, cool. Is it on Netflix?
It's on Netflix.
Okay, perfect.
Ooh, so we've been watching those, The Bachelor. You went to the DMV today?
I did. I had to pick up plates and all kinds of stuff for my car.
So I did all of that online the last time I bought a car out of state like you did.
So you bought, what car did you buy in Kansas?
The Buick that I'm driving.
And you bought it from a dealer?
Mm-hmm. So they sent me all the paperwork, and the DMV has made it a lot easier recently because of COVID to do everything. Assess online, send all your info online. And then they sent me my plates. Even the other day, I sent in for an address change on my ID. They sent me a brand new license, the new versions. And all I had to do was send in a copy of my old license. And then they sent me a new one with my address change. It took 2 days.
I don't know what the difference is, but when I went, they had to go get it out of the back because it had been mailed to them.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, okay, you need to go right next door to the assessor's office to do that stuff first. But she said, I can't give you the paperwork.
What?
She wouldn't even hand it to me. She had to walk it to the assessor.
It's not touching as many people, I'm sure.
Well, no, I don't think it was for germ reasons.
Oh.
I think it was for I had to go take care of that before she'd let me have the paperwork.
Uh-huh.
So
I don't know.
I couldn't tell you. I also got a new license too, but I got a new picture, so I'm glad I went in.
Oh.
I didn't like my old one.
I did not get a new picture, but mine wasn't bad. I just look like a bum.
Yeah. So DMV is not that bad anymore.
No. So
yeah.
Yeah, well, maybe because everybody else knows that you can do it online.
So I'm the only one showing up.
So what's been happening on the job front for both of us? I did apply for a job.
Did you?
Yeah, it's for a professional binge watcher. So a website called Bonus Finder is hiring a professional binge watcher. They'll pay someone $500 to watch Netflix and eat pizza and then post reviews of the shows and the pizzas.
What? So,
yeah. If you're interested, you can go to the website and apply there until February 12th.
Oh, my gosh.
So, professional binge watcher. I don't know. If you are applying for jobs, I came across this. It's called, What Are the Subtle Red Flags When You're Interviewing for a Job? And Ashton does a lot of interviewing, so maybe these are some red flags.
Oh, cool.
So, if we're interviewing for a job and you hear, well, overtime isn't mandatory, but most folks stick around after hours most days. Like, not this fella.
What?
Not this guy. I'm not sticking around after hours. What clients can you bring with you, Marcy? Like, you're expecting, like, red flags when you're interviewing for a job. Like, they're expecting you to bring clients. There are a lot of people who'd love to work here. So you're lucky. Am I lucky? Like, am I really lucky? Mm-hmm. We don't like to watch the clock and don't want people who are just here for the paycheck. Well,
geez.
I do want to get paid. Yeah, that's the main reason I'm here. And finally, we're family. You know what? We're family here, Marcy.
That's Olive Garden.
When you're here, you're family. So,
A long, long time ago, it was right when I moved to Chicago and I was trying to find a job. I remember sitting in an interview and it felt like they were trying so hard to sell me the job.
Oh yeah.
That it was such a red flag, like talking up the company so much, like to the point where I'm like, wait a second, you're trying to sell me on this job.
Like maybe this job isn't as good as it's, you know, sounds like.
It's exactly like, okay, maybe this isn't a job that I want because they're trying way too hard to tell me.
What do you think, Marcy? I mean, not Marcy, Ashton, because you do a lot of interviewing.
Yeah.
What do you do, Ashton?
I'm a corporate recruiter for a trucking company.
Oh, yeah. Okay, cool. So yeah, this is your area.
Yeah. So I would never say any of these things. I have said before, you know, with smaller companies that I've worked for, that it does have a family, like feel, which I think is okay to say. But as far as, you know, the first thing that you had mentioned about, what was it, working overtime or something like that, Brock?
Yeah. What did you say?
paying attention.
I'm looking up the next thing I want to talk about.
What was the first thing that you said about?
Well, overtime isn't mandatory, but most folks stick around.
So they have
after
to
hours
say
most days.
That it's not mandatory, but they can still expect you to work overtime if you want to keep your job. So basically, if you ever hear anything like that, that is a huge red flag. I would run.
Okay.
I would run.
Yeah, that's a no can do.
No.
Right.
No can. All right. I got a game for us.
Okay.
For you ladies. All right. For all of us, actually. Just how many of these common gross behaviors will you admit to? Okay. It's an online survey from BuzzFeed. If you're listening, say yes or no in your car or wherever you're listening. Do you pick your nose when no one's around? Yes.
No.
Never?
I don't. I really, really don't.
93% of people said yes.
With a tissue.
Okay. 43% of people that said yes have eaten it before. That's gross.
I've never done that.
Not done that.
I just don't have, like, I don't feel anything. Like, I have no need to go up there.
Here's the next question. In the bathroom, do you ever skip the whole hand washing thing because you're just too lazy? 100% yes.
Yeah.
69% said yes. That's got to be 100%.
That's a lie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Next question. Have you ever soiled yourself besides when you're a baby? Yes.
Yes.
I have. Yeah.
I don't think I have.
I have. I had massive sickness, diarrhea. I mean, it happens. 36% of us say we've done it as a teenager or an adult.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You drink a little too much or you dream about going to the bathroom. That's all it takes.
Have you ever worn the same pair of underwear 2 days in a row?
Yeah.
Only 68% of people admitted to that. Have you ever passed gas and denied it was you?
Yep.
100%. Ashton?
Probably.
So I did it when, back in the day, it was 2005 or 6, I was visiting the Elvis Duran morning show. When I was in New York, and Elvis himself was showing me around the station, and I had the worst gas, and it smelled so bad, to the point where he's like, ugh, you guys smell that? I'm like, yeah, I don't know what that is. And then I think I gave myself away when I went into the restroom for like 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then came out and was like, ooh, feels so much better. Do you ever pee in the shower?
Everybody does.
100% yes.
Yes.
Ashton does it all the time. She doesn't even know we have a toilet.
I don't.
She talked about putting a garbage disposal in the shower, too, so she can go number two.
That's disgusting.
Have you ever popped someone else's zit? Yeah, I love that.
Brock loves doing
so
that.
Gross.
I love it.
So gross.
It is gross.
What?
Ugh. Gross.
Dr. Pimple Popper. And finally, ugh, do you ever stick your fingers somewhere gross and then sniff them just because you're curious?
I don't think I've done that.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I have. There we go. That is the survey. Where? I will not get so specific on that. Hey, do you girls like Girl Scout cookies?
Yeah, they're delicious.
Yes.
Marcy? So did you know the Girl Scout cookies are the Girl Scouts are doing now?
Uh-uh.
This is the first year you'll be able to order them online, and then they will deliver them to your house via Grubhub.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's not the first time you can order them online, though.
No, but they'll be delivered when you order them online to your house with Grubhub. So you don't have to go pick them up.
But how expensive will that
be? Yeah, I already had mine delivered. I don't think they came from Grubhub, though.
Marcy, shush. All right.
Oh, okay.
Nobody cares that you have your own delivery person. No, but Grubhub has partnered with them because of COVID. Yeah. I thought that was cool.
That's awesome.
I just ordered from a friend from his daughter, and I ordered like 8 boxes. And one night this week, I opened my door at 8:30 and there's a box sitting there, and I opened them up and I had like one of almost every one of them.
Oh,
it was a super weak moment.
you're binging.
It was so good, but they went straight to the freezer.
Do you like Fruity Pebbles and Cocoa Pebbles? Are either of you fans of those?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, did you see what I posted on our social that they are coming out with ice cream, Fruity Pebbles ice cream and Cocoa Pebbles ice cream?
Yes.
That would be good. There's mixed reviews as far as what people said on our social, as far as if they'll eat them or not, but.
Why not?
I'm all about it.
Yes, me too.
And there, I was reading this, cool things that are happening in the world. Some college has come up with this implant that you can get that is supposed to help you lose weight. It cuts off the neuron or whatever, and it makes you feel like you're full. Either of you don't need it, but say you gained a whole bunch of weight and you couldn't lose it. Would you get that implant?
It depends on what the side effects are.
Yeah.
Long-term damage.
Well, every serial number on it starts with 666-123-4978. So I don't know.
Hard pass.
No?
Yeah, also a hard pass.
What we have been doing over the last week is making lots of food. Did I mention my ribs last time we talked?
I think so.
Been making ribs, really good. And we've been making soups. So I can't really eat anything hard or anything like that. So I've been drinking a lot of smoothies, eating a lot of soup, and we've made two soups. Ashton?
Yeah, we did a creamy cauliflower soup, and then we also did a Thai coconut curry soup.
Oh, so good.
Yum.
So I'm thinking about opening up a soup restaurant. Yep.
Oh, okay. So on that note, I need your help.
Okay.
I'm going to go plant-based diet only for a week.
What?
Whoa.
It's only a week.
Who are you?
I know. I want to like detox and like drink a lot of water and all that. Yeah. So I need your guidance on what to eat.
Regular
I mean,
food.
I can figure it out and Google it, but maybe you can tell me some of the like better places to go to get food or better recipes.
So one of the places is close to your house. You should go to
Hip Cafe.
Hip Cafe. Yeah.
Everything. I think most.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hip Cafe. And it's almost all plant based. So if you're wanting a sandwich or something, that's a good place to go.
Okay. Where do you do most of your grocery shopping?
Walmart
and Whole Foods.
Whole Foods, which you're close to both of those. Yeah. It just depends on what you want to make.
Plant-based and vegan are not the same, correct?
Well, vegan doesn't use like honey and stuff. I don't know if plant-based does either. Vegan is more about being kind to animals. Plant-based is a diet. You only eat stuff that comes from plants. Vegan is you live a lifestyle that is no leather, nothing from animals, nothing like that. So,
okay.
I guess I'm vegan, but I'm really plant-based because I do honey as well.
I'm pretty sure I'm sitting on a leather couch right now.
That is a leather couch, 100%. But both of the soups we made were amazing. So we'll send you some soup recipes because she's made some amazing soups over the last month.
Nice. Yeah. I want to like prep and put them in the freezer, that kind of thing.
Name of the restaurant. We do soups. What do you think about that? No?
Yeah. Not a fan.
Okay. Well, you would be the one that would be doing the soups.
Yeah,
so.
I'm the chef. I don't know about that.
Ashton does soups.
Dupes.
Sounds like crap. Speaking of the Thai soup we made, I saw Thai today and got a haircut. So I went in on Wednesday, which it was the every other Wednesday when I go see him. I walk in and he goes, "You don't have an appointment today?" I go, "Oh, I don't, do I? I didn't get the email or the message where I'm supposed to send back confirmation because it started a new year and they hadn't rolled over my schedule."
Oh.
So I got in today, got to see Ty, and now it's every other Wednesday. But
how is he?
He's good. I said, "When do we find out when you win again for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette best of?" And it's like, "I'm not sure. They're still counting the votes." I'm like, "I'm sure they haven't counted, but he's going to be the winner." As always. Hey, big shout out to Bill. Did you see the big announcement for the comedian they have coming?
Yes.
Yeah, they got Rodney Carrington.
Are you coming. Going?
I don't know, but tickets are on sale. Let me see when is he coming? I'm looking on their page right now.
Okay.
Very soon. Is it this weekend? No.
I don't know,
but he's coming soon. So you can check it out on their website, grovecomedy.com. But he's been checking in with us. He's like, what's the plan? Yeah. What's the plan with the show? I said, "Well, listen to the podcast. We're still in talks to do some other stuff. So we're just trying to figure that out." Also in celebrity gossip, you know, Rodney Carrington, that's kind of celebrity gossip. Do you see that Saved by the Bell star Dustin Diamond, who played Screech, diagnosed with stage 4 cancer?
He was. Oh my gosh.
And he's only in his 40s.
Yeah. The last report I read was that he was having a lot of issues and they thought it could likely be cancer.
Yeah.
So what kind, do you know?
No, they haven't come out with all the details, just that he has been diagnosed.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
I know he's got a family history of it. His mom passed away from breast cancer.
Oh,
but
man.
Dang. Stage 4.
I had
That's
no
awful.
Idea. Have you been getting a lot of takeout recently? Delivery food takeout?
Not really.
So pizza is the number one takeout in the world, but the number one last year in the United States wasn't pizza. Pizza was number two. Guess what was number one? Ashton, do you know?
I don't.
Marcy?
Tacos.
Chinese food.
Oh,
that makes sense.
Yeah. Just saying. So you have a game for us, Marcy?
I do. And I was trying to look up the Grove to see what the deal is, but they're announcing a brand new chef. I just noticed. That's cool.
We love Bill over at the Grove. Big shout out to him.
Okay. Is Ashton as big of an Office fan as you are?
Probably not, but she knows the office.
That's okay. True. So here's the game. I'm going to give you the first line of every character.
Okay.
Oh, Brock.
So you have to tell me who said it.
Okay.
Okay. This is going to be hard. Okay. First one. You guys got to update your resumes just like I'm doing.
Angela.
No.
No, it was, it wasn't Dwight. Was it Oscar?
It was Oscar.
Wow.
Okay. How about, I have a customer meeting.
That's not a customer meeting. Is that Stanley?
No.
Or Dwight?
Kelly.
Kelly? Customer meeting? Okay.
Okay. Oh, this is too easy. Okay. Hey, I'm from the temp agency. Danica sent me down here to start today.
Yes. Ryan.
Okay. I bet it's going to be me. It's probably going to be me.
Bet it's going to be me. Oh. Pam.
Nope.
No, that wasn't Pam.
Is it Kelly?
No, Kelly. No. We already did her. I bet it's going to be me. It's probably going to be me. That's Angela.
That's Angela. Yeah. Good job. Okay. One more. Michael, please, can we talk about this memo?
Dwight.
Nope.
What? Oh, that was Jan. Who was it?
Not
Pam?
Meredith.
Meredith?
Yes.
God, I suck.
That's a pretty hard game.
Thanks for the help, Ashton.
We've been watching too much Bachelor.
So Josh is here at the house, and I'm trying to get Josh to come up here, but I don't know what he's doing right now. He just finished the Airbnb door, so now I have French doors downstairs.
Okay, how is a short stay?
It's almost done. The only thing we have to get done, we have to move in some furniture, but finished painting the wall down there. Mm-hmm. They're painting it like the Oz trails, which is going to be okay. Cool. And then we have to finish the walkway. So we got to do that.
Okay, so it's not listed yet.
No, not yet. But I did get a renter for my rental.
Yay!
Yay! Woohoo!
How'd you get a renter?
Through Facebook Marketplace.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, they. Cool. I guess you and I have met the girl before. She was at NWA Fashion Week. She was one of the makeup artist hair people. So it's her grandma that's moving in, and she's going to move in with her and help her. So they signed a 2-year lease.
What's her first name?
Taylor.
Oh, okay.
Taylor. Not the one that did your hair, no.
Mm-mm, yeah.
So yeah, they are super pumped. Her mom and I have worked events together, so her mom knew who I was, and they were just so ecstatic. They actually move in today. They prorated the month, and so I got a renter.
Thank goodness, and a 2-year lease. That's amazing.
Yeah, super pumped about that. Ashton, you like the renters, right?
Yeah,
she's
really
over there sitting on the couch, not paying attention, just working.
I am.
She's working.
Attention.
Oh, she's working. Oh my gosh, the nerve!
Must be nice to have a job. Oh my gosh, must be nice. So, what have you been doing this last week without the job?
I've been staying busy.
Doing what?
Housewifing it up.
Oh, you and Candace. She posts on her social every day. Housewife day number 5, housewife day number 6. Here's what I did. Nothing.
I know. Nothing. So funny. I still get up every single day and work out at my early time. Mm-hmm. And then I come home, get the boys ready. I get dressed every single day, just like I would be going to work, take them. And then whatever errands I need to run, I still have a side hustle gig that I do here. So I've been doing some extra of that, and getting a few things done around the house, but I've actually stayed really busy every day.
That sounds lame.
I'm not bored. Yeah. I take long lunch breaks, though, and usually watch maybe two or three episodes of something.
You need to get on The Bachelor so we can talk about it each week. Because it is hilarious. Season? Yeah, the current season.
I'll give one episode a try.
They've only done two episodes.
They've only done two. So this next week will be three. And it's hilarious.
Okay. I'll give it a shot.
Freaking hilarious. Just saying.
Okay.
All right. What else, ladies, do we have? I guess Josh is not coming up. He's busy.
If I'm agreeing to watch one episode, then I need to make you guys watch an episode of something. I agree with
that. Of what?
Yeah. I'm going to think about it.
Yeah, let us know.
I'm normally not into reality shows.
Okay. It doesn't have to be reality.
I'm not really into that.
Yeah, I thought you wanted to keep it a secret that you're watching this show.
You know what? Sometimes you got to just talk about things.
We want the real
you. That secret didn't last very long.
I know. Mainly to keep it away from Dustin. He'll make fun of me.
I might. Okay. Emily in Paris is one that I've been watching.
Okay.
And I think we both need to watch the History of Swear Words.
I started it.
Okay, and?
Wasn't great.
Not great? Okay, never mind.
Yeah, I started it, and the first word was the F word, and it just wasn't great.
But you don't like swear words to begin with.
It's more, I don't know. It wasn't that funny. Okay. It wasn't great. Like, I thought it was going to be funny. I think if the host would have been Samuel L. Jackson, it might have been a little funnier.
Yeah, not Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, but it's kind of run like those VH1 shows were, where they go through the years and they have comedians talking about different things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But they're not funny comedians, so.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
Never mind, I'm not going to watch it then.
All right, so once the Airbnb gets done, you and Will have to come stay the night.
Maybe. Can we bring our dogs?
Ugh. Nope.
That's a negative.
Ashton said no.
Negative.
Then I can't spend the night.
I did have to let my renter have a dog in order to get a renter. So it's a 14-year-old lab or something like that. Okay. So it doesn't do much.
Okay.
Yeah. But they paid a fee for it, and it worked out for both of us. Right, nice. Ashton?
Yeah, it did.
So what do you got going on this weekend?
We've got a doubleheader basketball game tomorrow. Yeah, Drew's going to be finishing up his season. And we've got a play date scheduled. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what we're going to do on Sunday.
Brimley has her first gymnastics meet in Tulsa on Sunday.
Fun.
I'm excited about that. Get to go up there and watch her do her thing.
Yay. I'll look for pictures.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of Brimley, hold on. We got to get Brimley's joke of the day. We can't miss that because she has one for us. Here we go.
Hey, it's Brimley. It's time for your joke of the day. How can you name three consecutive days without saying Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday?
I don't know how.
Yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Hey-o. Get it?
I can really hear it. Just tell me.
It was good.
It was a good one.
Okay.
Not going to reiterate it anymore.
I believe you.
Well, thanks everybody for joining us. Today was more laid back because Marcy went to the DMV and that just kind of ruined my vibe this morning. So, and my mouth is swollen. I'm on Oxy. Yes. I don't know. Have a great weekend. Hey, to all our sponsors that continue to sponsor the show, big shout out to you. You'll be able to hear the commercials, or you probably already heard their commercials throughout the show. So big shout out to them. Make sure to hit them up, like Lethal Lure and Rogers. And then there's a couple more. I should know their name. What?
Sam's.
Sam's Furniture? Sure. What else? No, there's another one.
Short Stay Airbnb.
Yeah, Short Stay Airbnb. Everybody, thanks for listening.
Oh my gosh.
What?
You need a commercial.
I'll make one.
You guys, yeah, make a commercial.
I'll make one.
Okay.
Okay.
What are you doing this weekend? You didn't say.
Nothing.
Besides the meet. Okay.
I'm staying at home, letting my face heal, besides going to that meet on Sunday.
Okay. All right. Enjoy.
Yep. Can't even make out with Ashton because of my mouth.
What? There's a way. Really?
She went in hard the other day and it didn't feel good.
On accident.
She's got a strong tongue, huh?
No, just a kiss. She's like, whoa. Like, oh. Like, oh, I forgot. I'm like, yeah, I forgot too. Pa. Your husband messaged me the other day.
What'd he say?
Just a funny meme, said he was thinking about me.
Oh.
So I sent him.
We miss you.
I sent him a nudie of myself. So I'm thinking about you too.
You. You and I went like 4 days without talking. That's a record, I think.
Yeah, I was waiting for you to message me, say, hey, Ollie, how did the surgery go?
I forgot.
Yeah, so did everybody. Apparently.
I'm sorry.
You'll listen to the podcast and just forget, oh, Brock's having pretty life-altering surgery on his mouth. Whatever. All right, that's all we got. Everybody, thank you for joining us. We'll have another episode next week. If you would like to hear anything, please let us know. Also, Trending Threads online. Lots of those each and every day. Follow us at Brock and Marcy. You can also go to brockandmarcy.com. We don't have a song right now. We haven't come up with a podcast song. So, bye, I guess.
Bye.
Have a good one. It's Brock and Marcy. Thanks so much for listening to another episode of the Brock and Marcy Show. For more episodes, please follow us on any podcast channel, Spotify, Google, iTunes. Like, subscribe, and please leave a review. For any other information, hit up our website, brockandmarcy.com. Plus, follow us on social at Brock and Marcy.